Hawaii's workers' compensation system is designed to operate like no-fault auto insurance. On-the-job injuries are treated, the treatment costs get covered. In practice, as a Civil Beat investigation called Waiting in Pain reveals, workers with long-term injuries often find themselves in an uphill battle with insurance companies, with few doctors willing to treat them and a system that seems stacked against them. Investigations editor John Hill is the author of the report, and he joins us with today's reality check. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good to be here.
The system that you describe for a worker with a long-term job-related injury is pretty adversarial, it would seem.
It is very adversarial, and the ironic thing is that originally when workers' comp started about 100 years ago, it was to replace a system that was a court system. The courts were clogged with lawsuits by employees against their employers, and workers' comp was designed to replace that with something that would be simpler and easier, and it has been replaced by something that kind of resembles it.
It's that perhaps back then the economics of insurance industry were not as much taken into account.
That could be, yes. In fact, in some ways, workers' comp has become just another line of insurance when, in fact, its intent was a humanitarian intent of making injured workers whole.
You spoke to several injured workers, and was this a consensus opinion?
I mean, the workers I spoke to were those who had long cases, complicated cases that were costly for the insurance companies and required, surgeries and other complicated procedures. And in those cases in particular, there are a lot of work comp cases that are just sort of standard and go through without much problem. But it's in these long, difficult cases where it seems like at some point some insurance companies put up a lot of barriers.
You also found that one of the barriers is that it seems to be more and more difficult for doctors to treat such patients.
That's true. The doctors there's an association of doctors who treat workers' comp patients, and it's dwindled by about half in the last few years. And I'm told the reason for that is because it's very cumbersome to deal with the work comp system. Sometimes the insurance companies will challenge payments to doctors, and it's compared to the other types of insurance they deal with, they just don't want to do it. And in some cases, it's hard to find a specialist.
You make an analogy earlier in your piece to no-fault insurance, which is designed to get away from adversarial dealings of this kind. How do you think it got flipped around the way you describe?
I think that insurance at some point, workers' comp insurance was difficult. Financially, they were in sort of dire straits. And I think they started looking pretty hard at some of these long, complicated cases and figuring out ways that they could make sure – I mean, give the insurance companies their due, they do have to make sure the claims are legitimate and that there's not fraud. And I think that they started using some of these processes to really challenge some of the claims.
We'll want to keep up with your report as it continues, John. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring investigations editor John Hill.